Do you know how to create the best flow of energy through your home or office to attract wealth and health and good relationships? That's exactly what feng shui is all about. The ancient Chinese art and science helps you create optimal flow with furniture placement and accessories, and also what they call cures, so you can have the best chance for wealth, good health, loving relationships, and to feel supported. My guest gives loads of simple tips, so stay tuned for this fun and lively episode. Hi, I'm Ronnie Ann Ryan, your go-to intuitive coach, bringing real talk to the mystical realm on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast. Feel like the universe or your spirit guides aren't delivering? Maybe you're confused by esoteric lingo or which healing method to try. Well, you're in the right place, because who has time for confusion when you're trying to build a business, find love, heal and recover, or leave your partner or job? I'll turn that mumbo jumbo into clear, actionable steps that fit easily into your life. So buckle up, open that heart chakra, and let's cut through the cosmic fluff together, shall we? Good fortune favors the bold and those who aren't afraid to call it like they see it, right here on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast. On this episode of the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast, I'm speaking with Kim Juline. She is a feng shui and intuitive coach whose feng shui expertise, intuitive skills, and extensive personal development and business knowledge create a unique approach to resolving your business and life issues. Kim is a certified feng shui practitioner, International Feng Shui Guild board member, and Red Ribbon practitioner, certified angel card reader. Kim brings awareness to the things that are keeping you stuck and helps you stop spinning your wheels and start taking action with clarity and confidence. She's passionate about helping you create a life and business filled with ease, daily magic and joy, guiding you in the finding your Fiji and living a life you truly love. Welcome, Kim.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
We have a lot of crossover, girlfriend, and I'll tell you, this idea of daily magic, I am so in. And joy, of course. I'm in on anything to do with joy. And feng shui. I've studied a lot of feng shui, so I can't wait to jump into this conversation. So let's talk just briefly. Tell us, what is feng shui, so we can go from there and make sure everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, so feng shui is an ancient Chinese art and a science. It dates back thousands and thousands of years, and it's really about creating an environment that energetically supports you and the things that you want to draw into your life. So that's sort of a simple version of it. There's a number of different forms of feng shui. They have different practices, different ways that they use feng shui. I practice mainly the BTB feng shui, which is based on your front door. And the reason I always start with that is because I think it's the simplest for people to understand. So when you're standing at your front door, then what we call your bagua, or your mental map of your space, lays out from that point. So your wealth corner would be the back left corner of your home. The partnership corner would be the back right of the home.
Well, that's how I do it too. So that's beautiful. Right. Another beautiful dovetailing of our knowledge and interests. So that's awesome. I also talk about feng shui as a flow of energy, that yes, you're trying to create the most fortuitous flow of energy through your home space or your workspace.
Yes. And that's exactly it. What we're trying to do is, number one, get the energy to our front door. And then when it comes in, we want to direct it. We want to keep it in the space. We don't want it flying out the doors. We want to keep it in our space. And we want to make sure it's uplifted as much as possible and balanced. The example I love to give about, you know, you've experienced feng shui, even though you don't know what it is if you've ever gone into a doctor's office, and now they're a little bit different, but back in the day, they were all white. You'd go in, everything's white. The walls are white. The little thing you sit on is white. Everything is white. And it's very uncomfortable because it's so metal energy. And so can make you feel on edge, kind of. But then you walk into a beautiful garden that has lots of different color flowers and birds and different textures and scents, and you feel relaxed. That's the beauty of feng shui. That is the balance of the energy. So if you walk into a home that's very balanced, you're going to feel good. I used to have people all the time when I had my home in Minnesota, they're like, I just love hanging out here. Right? They don't know why necessarily, but they just feel that balance. They feel comfortable.
Yeah. So nice. So today we said we were going to start talking about how feng shui can help you take charge and feel supported. I'm curious about how you want to look at that.
Yeah, so there's a couple different areas that I want to look at as it relates to this. And one of them is how you feel command in your life, or how you take charge of your life in command. The second way is how you feel supported. And there's a number of different things that we'll talk about related to that. And then the third is how you bring your energy into a space, whether it's your space, or if it's a stage you're speaking on, or a networking meeting, even, you know, potentially a Zoom meeting, right? You're bringing your energy to that space. So those are kind of the three main areas that I want to talk about.
Awesome. So let's start with that whole idea of commanding the space. And what does that mean? And how do you do that?
Yeah. So this is something that you can do in your home, but you can also do it when you're out at a restaurant. And I'll use the restaurant example first, because when you go into a restaurant, and if you're by yourself, you typically want to choose a chair that is facing the door. So your back is maybe to a wall, maybe it's to a partition. Now there's a lot of partitions in restaurants, and maybe it's to a partition, but you have a view of the door. So what that does is it helps you feel prepared for what's coming at you. You can see the way when the waitress walks over, you can see if somebody is walking in. And we like to do the same thing in our homes. What we like to do with our bedroom, for example, is have the bed in a position where when you're laying in bed, you can see the door, but you're not in the doorway. Being in the doorway, that's just a lot of energy, even if you're in sort of the door energy of a bathroom, which is the case a lot of times now. But being in that command position will help you feel ready for whatever's coming at you in your life. And you would do this with your desk as well. So when I'm sitting at my desk here, the door to my office is over in the far left corner. I can easily see if somebody walks in, and people, you know, sometimes I'm working and my boyfriend will walk in and want to chat, and I can easily see him coming in. I'm prepared. I feel ready.
Yes. It's so funny that you're talking about this first, because I didn't know you were going to talk about this immediately, but I wrote an article years ago called Dinner Date Feng Shui, and it was all about how this is so funny. When I started dating my husband, you know, I'm a chicken charge. That's how it is. I always just by nature wanted to sit with my back to the wall, because I know that's the command position. And I never really think about it. It's just what I where I feel comfortable. I don't want to be out in the middle of the aisle and all that stuff. So anyway, one night we were going out to dinner with another couple, and I don't know what came over me, but I said, honey, where do you want to sit? I never asked that. And of course, he chose the command position when I gave him half a chance. So yes. I had to laugh about dinner date feng shui. And I wrote a whole article about different aspects of feng shui when you're on a date, and how if you want to honor the masculine energy, what you can do instead of being the chicken charge, try to be the feminine energy. And then, and then allow him the masculine energy, you know, rather than emasculate him, which,
that's something that I have to do as well, because it's my instinct to take the command. But if I'm going out to dinner with my boyfriend, or even when I used to go with my dad or my brother or whatever, I purposely take the seat that's not in command so that they can be my supporter, my protector, my, which is another point actually with the bedroom about where people sleep. So I always ask my clients who sleeps where in the bed. And it's interesting because a lot of the women that are really powerful are the ones that sleep by the door. And I like to tell them, you know, if you're willing to switch, I would rather have you on the inside, because your husband or your partner is your last defense, and they should be closest to the door so they can protect you.
Oh, that's so interesting. I love that. So, you know, it's funny because somebody told me that my husband and I sleep on the wrong side, but I sleep farthest from the door. Hearing this. Thank you so much. Because all these years, I'm like, I can't make him change. He's like, this is my side. So, because I did ask, but that's so interesting. I can feel at ease now because he is the one closest to the door. So that's awesome.
Yes, he's your last line of defense.
So the whole point of it is that these ideas came about for safety and power.
Yes.
And when Well, when you have your back to the wall, nobody can sneak up behind you.
Exactly.
I mean, that doesn't really exist very much in our lifestyle today, but that's where it came from.
Yeah, but it does though, because I was just talking to a client yesterday. I was doing a feng shui consult with someone, and in her office, her back is to the doorway of the room.
Oh.
I really am strongly encouraging her to switch it.
Yeah.
And all for a number of reasons, because it's a positive direction. If she switches it, it's a positive direction for her. So we talk about something in feng shui called Mingua, and that's you have four challenging directions and four positive directions. So it would put her in a positive direction. It's also a really great direction for her flying stars, which is the energy map of her home for this period nine, which we're in for these 20 years. And the other reason is then you feel more prepared. She has an event planning business. I'm like,
oh, wow.
For you especially, you need to feel prepared for what's coming up because it's such a fast-paced environment. And she's like, yeah, you know, she's like, I'll be sitting here and my family will actually come in and I won't hear them.
Ah.
And they'll kind of sneak up on me. So it's still, you know,
yeah.
She understood what I was talking about because it happens to her in the physical with her family just coming into the room.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting because my desk is now perpendicular to the wall with the door. So I can, looking straight ahead in front of me, I see a wall. But to my right, I have the window. And to my left, I have the door. So
perfect.
I can see everything. And it took me a while to get my desk in the right position. But it's awesome now, where before I was facing a wall and I couldn't see out the window. And this is so much better. It just feels like more freedom within the space as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I want to give you an example of a client as well with the placement of their office in, you know, so some people have a commercial space, right? And this woman had a commercial space. She was a fitness trainer. And so she had like a wellness center and her office was kind of by the front door. And she was having some difficulty with the other people that were renting rooms. And she had someone else in what we call the command position of the space. So in her space, there was a room in the far back left corner. Somebody else was renting that room. And the far back right corner, somebody else was renting that room. She was towards the front of the office. And so I really encouraged her to switch her office, and she did. And things totally turned around for her. She was able to take charge again of her space. Same thing happened with a guy that ran a plumbing business. And he was sort of in the middle. And he had someone else, another employee in that back left corner. And he didn't really have the reins of it.
Yeah.
You know, they start to try to take charge. This can happen in homes too with kids. So if you have a kid that is in their bedroom is in command position, so farther from the front door than yours, they can be ruling the roost. So a little quick tip about what you can do for that is you can actually put, as parents or single, or, you know, if you're a couple, put a picture of the two of you or yourself in their room, and that puts you back in command. So I did this with my son. He found the picture actually when I moved to Maui. He didn't say anything about it because I had taped it. He was a teenager at the time. He wasn't going to want a picture of me in the bedroom. So I taped it to the back of his dresser. Then when we got ready to move and he was like cleaning stuff up, the little picture just appeared on the banister. Like, I found this, Mom. You know.
That's really funny. That's so fascinating. So then what are ways to create a supportive environment so that we can thrive?
Yes. So one of them is the chair. So having a high back chair that you sit in, because executives of any business do not sit on a BOSU ball. They do not sit on something that is not supportive. So this is about having the ability to sort of lean back and consider things, to have that support behind you. And we do like arms on our chairs. So having that high back chair with arms feels very supportive and connected. Right. And then the other thing that we look at with having support is our beds. We really like in feng shui to have a solid headboard and a solid footboard. What do I mean by that? Like one piece, basically.
Yeah.
Not slatted. Slatted is very cutting energy. That can cause a lot of health issues. It can cause you to feel uneasy, uncomfortable, and again, not feeling supported.
Hmm. So of course I have no headboard. What I have is a pillar on either side at the head of my bed and a lintel across with lights in it. And then I have a shelf that's about the same width as the lintel so that my head's not under the lintel. I wanted to move the bed out a little bit so nothing was cutting over my head. We don't really have a headboard, but we have a wall and we have a shelf and we have big pillows behind us. So
yeah, you could create it. So there are ways to create a headboard. Sometimes just the way the space is, it's a little bit difficult to have one. People might not have the funds to purchase one at the time, but what you can do is you can hang a cloth or something from that shelf to create a solid headboard for yourself, or you can paint a square on the wall. And that is going to energetically create that headboard for you. I know a lot of kids don't have them. And so I sometimes recommend that they just hang like, oh, do you have a team pennant or something that they really like that they can hang behind their bed?
Yep.
That's going to feel supportive. When I moved to Maui, the place that I rented for the first month, they had no headboard. Great place, super high vibe, energy, sage all over the place and crystals. It was awesome, but there was no headboard and I couldn't sleep because it does, when you don't feel supported, it is more difficult to sleep. And so I ended up temporarily hanging. I had just like a pashmina or something and I hung it behind the bed. I just tacked it up to the wall behind the bed and then I was able to sleep while I was there.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good solution.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I had another client that had a slatted headboard and footboard. And what she ended up doing, because she really loved the bed, she ended up doing is at night, she would just, she had a beautiful quilt that her grandmother had made. And she just hung it over the headboard. Yeah. Just hung it over the headboard. And she's like, I could not believe the difference. And she's like, after I did that, she's like, I thought I need to try this with the footboard too. So she did it with the footboard and she slept even better that.
That's amazing. That's so interesting. Is there anything else we need to know to make sure we have a supportive environment besides a chair with a back and arms and a headboard?
Yeah. One of the things that I think about with people that work in offices, a lot of times offices, especially cubicles, your back is to the door, right? And it's a problem because you can't change it.
No.
You can't move it. And so there's two things that I recommend that people do. One is to hang a red sweater or a red scarf over the back of your chair. And what this does is it's kind of like the toreador. It's protective. That red color is protective. It kind of gives a sort of stop sign energy. So energetically, no one could attack you from behind kind of thing. And it also helps if you're having any difficulties at work, like conflicts at work, it sort of protects your energy while you're working. So that's one thing. The other thing is to place a little mirror on the front of your desk so that you can see who's coming up behind you so that you can somehow feel prepared, right? Because there are rooms that are too small, especially for offices that, you know, even home offices where I can't put my desk in the middle because there's not room. They have to be against a wall. And then I do recommend that you have a mirror that you can actually see in, that you can see what's coming at you.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Because if you can't see because your back is turned, you can see because you look in the mirror. So you still have access to the doorway or whatever. You still can see what's going on. Okay, makes total sense. Well, the last piece of this is bringing energy into the space so that you can connect with others. So tell me about that.
Yeah. So this isn't really a feng shui thing, but it's very connected. And, you know, I mix all of these things together, the angels, the guides, the feng shui, all of it is about uplifting us. So bringing your energy into a space, what I learned many years ago is it can be a physical thing. So for instance, I play improv. I have an improv group that I belong to. We perform once a month here on Maui on a stage in a theater. And what I do before the show is I go around and touch all of the chairs. Like I just, you know, walk through the aisles and touch all the chairs because I'm getting my energy into the space, right? You can do this if you have an important meeting. If you can get there early, go around the table and touch the back of the chairs. The other thing that I like to do is throw my energy into the space, particularly when I'm speaking or going to be on stage. So if I'm going to speak at a live event, I will get into the room early and I will do all of this. And what I do is throw the energy into the corners. So I literally point to the corner and I'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll point to the next corner, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then behind me, both of the back corners. And that gets my energy into the space. And it helps people that are there watching the show or listening to me speak or in the meeting connect with me.
Wow. You could probably do that with Reiki too, because you're making
yes.
me think. If you use the, for those yes. people who have been through where they get the symbols, the chokeray symbol draws power. It's good for clearing. I use chokeray a lot for clearing in the corners of a room, but it also can draw power into the room. So that yeah. could be another way of doing it.
Ooh, I love that idea. I like that a lot. Yeah, I use that symbol too. The other thing that you can do for power, even if you can't get in the room ahead of time, is to just like go in the bathroom and do the superwoman pose.
Yeah.
You know, where you've got your yeah. hands on your hips or your hands over your head and you just like in that power pose, because that brings energy into you
yes.
to be able to speak as well. And there's one last little one that I love to do. And I do this even when I'm calling like the electric company or I'm calling my tax person or something like that. I do a figure eight. And this is a technique, gonna forget the name of the woman that created it, but it's a figure eight technique that basically what you're doing is you're creating a figure eight on its side. So it's coming from your heart out to the other person's heart. And for the video that I'm doing, I'll just turn to the side and show from my heart out to the other person's heart, I'm doing a figure eight, right? So that person doesn't need to be in the room. I do this when I connect to do readings. So I connect with the other person's heart. And then I also connect with the divine that way. I'll actually do the figure eight up to connect with the divine that way. And it's funny because it does actually work in person. And what it does is it helps the other person hear you. And it often helps you get what you are seeking. So I was trying to book, this was many years ago, I was trying to book a tax appointment with my person, and the gal on the phone, the receptionist is like, yeah, she doesn't have anything. You're going to have to wait and da, da, da. And she's like, let me just check with her. And while she was checking, I did the figure eight and she came back and she's like, oh yeah, she'll see you next week.
You know, I can't, this is blowing me away at the connection with our energy. Because I do the figure eight. I do it differently than you, but it's still okay. a figure eight. The figure
How do you
eight,
do it?
Now, do you use a color when you do it?
I don't okay. use a color.
So I was taught to do this way back in 1990, and you draw the figure eight on the floor. Big,
oh, interesting.
And you okay, make it blue. Blue for okay. communication. And then oh. you stand in one in your own mind. This is not yes. a real thing. You're not really drawing it on the floor. It's
right.
all in your mind's eye. So then if you have a difficult conversation, or if you want to have a better understanding, you can talk on the inner plane. And I'm working on a book called Conversations on the Inner Plane. So this is going to be one of the things in there.
Ooh,
but
I love
so
it.
You make it visually in your mind big enough so that you can sit in one side of the figure eight. You invite the person you want to speak to and let them sit in their piece of the figure eight. Now, what this does is it connects you through the figure eight, but you each have your own space.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh, that's so juicy. I love it.
And then blue is, of course, the color of the throat chakra, is the color of communication. And it really can facilitate some amazing conversations. So that's so funny
wow.
that you do that. But I love how you use it. And I'm definitely going to be borrowing that from you.
Yes,
absolutely.
That is beautiful. I like how you use it too. And I feel like you could use it with other colors as well. You know, I'm even thinking of, in terms of feng shui, each different area of the Bagua is associated with a color.
Sure.
So for example, the partnership corner is associated with the color pink.
Right.
So you could do a pink figure eight, put yourself in one side, your partner in the other, and connect with them more deeply
yeah.
that way too.
And probably enhance the love vibration while you're
yes.
doing it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And
exactly.
So if you've had a fight, that might be a nice remedy as well, as
yes.
to just, you don't have to say anything else, just share that pink light and let that do its healing work. So that's
yes.
a really lovely idea. That's awesome.
I also like that. There's something that we do in feng shui, and this is something that I teach in my Love Your Life program. I don't share it publicly. It's a kind of a deeper practice, but we do a moving heart meditation where you're connecting with someone, whether they're living or deceased, and you're bringing them into your heart. But sometimes people don't feel comfortable, depending on who the person is, of bringing them into their heart. So I like the idea of this figure eight as an option for them to draw that virtual figure eight sit there, put the other person in the other side of it, and then they don't feel like that person is sort of like coming into their space.
Yeah.
I
Very
really
true.
like that a
Yeah.
lot.
I have to say, I've had a lot of very good luck with it. It's been an amazing tool for me, and I've been using it all this time. So
You could
it's,
do that with a neighbor too. You know,
yeah.
sometimes we have trouble with neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
You could imagine a figure eight around your house and around
Oh,
their
beautiful.
house.
Beautiful.
There are lots of different applications. Thank
Yes.
you for like,
Yes.
I love
Oh,
that. So
sure.
good.
But that's what's so amazing is how we have all these interesting overlaps and connections. And that brings me to really wanting to know what you mean about daily magic. Because that is like one of my favorite things. I have one episode that's called 30 Bits of Daily Magic, which is way back towards the beginning of my podcast. But I'm curious what that is for you.
So daily magic, for me, things just happen. And it's when you look at it from an outside perspective, it seems like everything is just magical. For example, the last couple of weeks, I've had people reaching out to me. I set the intention of wanting to do more podcasts and wanting to do more speaking this year. Haven't really done anything. Yes, I've applied to some summits and things like that, but I had someone reach out to me. Actually, two people reach out to me to be on their summits. One is like, I really, really want you to do this. This one is coming up. It's the Elders of the New Earth. And she's like, I really want you to do this. You know, I'm pre-approving you. You know, will you please come and do this? I didn't ask for that. It just came to me. And another, actually, there were three now that I'm thinking about it. There was
Nice.
another one. I was on a podcast panel talking about spring cleaning and decluttering. She reached out to me. And then there was a third one, someone that I know from one of my groups reached out to me and she's like, I'd really like you to do that. You know, would you come and do this? And then I got randomly a, I say random because there's nothing random, right? I set the
Right.
intention. I've placed some things in my home to help attract that. But a realtor from Ohio wants to have me on his podcast talking about feng shui for selling homes. So that's kind of daily, you know, that's kind of in a business sense, some of the daily magic that happens, but it's also people just giving you stuff for free. I went to visit a friend, I dropped off a package, and he made me an acai bowl just for free. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. So, stuff like that, it's just little things that happen throughout the day that if you look at them just by themselves, it just seems magical. And I think gratitude has a lot to do with that, right? When we're grateful for what comes in, for what we have, that also helps bring more of the things that we're grateful for to us.
Yeah. So what you're talking about is raising your awareness so that you notice the magical attraction that you have that does come in. Because when you pay attention to it, you increase the flow, of course.
Yes.
And when you set your intention to notice it, then you're likely to notice more of it because it's all around us all the time, but we're not always aware or paying attention, right? So
Exactly. And the messages from our angels and guides are coming to us 24/7 as well. And so when you become more aware, so one of the things my mom has been gone for 20 plus years now. She sends me dimes. She has since she left. She always sends me dimes. And so when I see a dime, I always think of her. She also, there's a song that after she transitioned, I kept hearing. And it wasn't a popular song then, even when she died, but I heard it randomly in a bathroom, like right after she had transitioned. And now every time I hear that song, I think of her. So even when I was in
Oh.
Costa Rica, I was in the lobby waiting for my ride to the airport, and the song came on. And I'm like, oh, my mom's here, you know? So she just randomly will, you know, she'll play that song for me. So being aware of those kind of things. And my dad sends butterflies. So I've been seeing a lot of, he transitioned. It's yesterday was the 2 year anniversary.
Oh,
Not
wow.
yesterday. Yeah, 2 days ago. Yeah, because today's the 13th. He transitioned 2 years ago. And so I was just feeling very sad and just feeling a lot of that. And I've been seeing a lot of butterflies lately, you
Oh,
know, just
wow.
him letting me know that, like, hey, I'm around.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, my parents visit me in my dreams. That's
Oh,
where I
yes.
encounter them the
Mine do
most.
too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
really
And
funny. So, is there something else you want to say about feng shui and the energy or what you do before we wrap up? Something you want to leave the listeners with, or any client examples you want to explain, or?
Yeah. So One of the things that I'm just feeling called to share suddenly, which I wasn't thinking about, is sleep is so important. We spend a third of our lives in our bedrooms. And so our beds are really important. So it's important to think about and look at what is under your bed as well, because you're sleeping on the energy of that stuff. So I had a client, a couple, husband and wife, and she was sleeping great, but he was having trouble sleeping and he was having a bunch of health issues. What I discovered when we went into their bedroom, you know, I said, well, what's under your bed? They actually had like this old relic gun that they had inherited, and it was under his side of the bed. So that was one challenge. They did move it. They got rid of it. They just were like, we don't know where to put this thing. And it's like, well, why are you keeping it? Like, do you really want it? I mean, take a picture and get rid of it or whatever. That was one piece of it. And then he also could see the toilet. When he was laying in bed, he could see the toilet, as you know, a lot of times now the bathrooms are right off of the bedroom, and he could see the toilet, which is very draining energy. Yeah. So that was another thing. And then there was an arrow from the dresser that aimed right at the part of his body that he was having issues. That was really fascinating. Wow. So I gave them cures and things that they could do, and his health stuff completely cleared up. He started sleeping well. We had done a bunch of other stuff in their house as well. They were having some career confusion. After that, he got a job like right away, like all these things. So the thing that I love about feng shui, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, is it works really fast. It is a great way to shift energy quickly if you're struggling with something in particular.
Our bathroom is sort of in line with the head of the bed. So I always keep the door closed.
Yes.
And it's funny. So sometimes before I go to bed, my husband will come out of the bathroom and he'll get in bed. And I'm like, honey, the bathroom door is open. He goes, what do you think is going to come out of there? The toilet monster, you know?
But it's true. You feel it. So the other thing that you can do, Ronnie, is you can hang a small crystal between the bathroom door and the bed, because that also disperses the energy. It's just a lot of energy to have a doorway. Even if it's closed, it's a lot of energy to have that doorway in line with your bed. So if you hang like a 20 millimeter crystal, just a round crystal from a 9-inch red thread or 9-inch piece of fishing line between the bathroom and, you know, and this would be at the ceiling, right? So it's not going to be like in your walkway or anything like that. But that also would really help to sort of disperse that energy. And then probably your husband would sleep better too.
He sleeps really good.
Does he? Oh, that's good. That's good. We don't want to mess with that if he's sleeping good.
I know. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. I appreciate all of the wisdom and information that you shared today. And thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Tell me your websites.
Finding Your Fiji, and Fiji is FIJI.com.
Great. Your social and everything else will all be in the show notes so people can find it if they like. And they can always visit BreatheLoveAndMagic.com, and you can listen to the podcast there too, where you'll see a full blog post and pictures and that sort of thing as well. So thanks again, Kim. This was fun.
Thank you, Ronnie. I loved it.
Hey, listen, before I wrap up for today, I just want to tell you about a special that I'm doing. If you've ever been curious about my energy work, it's called Bioenergetic Clearing. I'm running a very deep discount right now because I'm looking to do a lot of practice as I get up to the next level. So for a short time, I'm going to be running this deep discount, which is $50 for a 50-minute session done via Zoom. Normally, the price is $188. I mean it when I say deep discount. I'm not sure how long this is going to last because it depends on how many people sign up and by when. So if you have any interest in working on energy clearing, you know, it can help with mindset. It can help with if you're feeling frustrated or have limiting beliefs that are getting in your way or wish you felt more vibrant or felt clearer about making decisions or whatever it is that you want, we can work on it through the energy clearing. I have to say, so far, people are loving it and really have been talking about the results. So if this feels right to you, make sure you check out the special ASAP, and you can find it on a secret link to my website, intuitiveedge.biz/bioenergetic-clearing. So it's bioenergetic-clearing. So there you go. Looking forward to working with you. Thank you for joining me in this sacred space on your journey to clarity and spiritual growth. If you're at a crossroad in the middle of a life crisis or challenge, try intuitive coaching or book an intuitive or past life reading at intuitiveedge.biz. Enjoyed our time together? Please rate, review, and share this podcast with a friend to spread the magic. Until next time, this is Ronnie Ann Ryan, wishing you love and magic.